Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Now, I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now, all the way from Chicago, but doing a tour here in New Zealand. I have Thompson Springs on the line. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good, phenomenal. We never do interviews this early in the morning.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's good for us.
Yeah.
Get us out of bed.
Yeah, let's go with that. Have you had a coffee yet?
I'm having one as we speak, a nice instant coffee, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. You don't want it to take its time. Come on.
No.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me. Tell me, how has the tour gone so far? Have you started it?
Yeah, so we've played 4 shows on the North Island. So we started in Auckland and made our way down. And tonight we're playing in Wellington at Vogelmorn. And then tomorrow we're heading to Christchurch and doing a few more shows on the South Island. So yeah, we're right in the middle of it all.
Is this your first time in New Zealand?
Yeah, first time with the band. I've been here. I came here years ago, kind of just on more of a holiday type of situation.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
First time with the whole band, and there's 4 of us, and yeah, we're having a blast.
Now, bear in mind you can't say anything bad, but how have the audiences been so far?
The audiences have been good. I was totally surprised that people even knew who we were. But the first 4 shows, yeah, there's more people than expected. So
yeah, and it seems like people in New Zealand are really just engaged with the music in a different way than they seem to be in the States. They're just very at the show and giving their all, and we've been really appreciative of that.
Yeah, I'm so interested about that. But for our audience members who kind of don't know much about you guys, why don't you tell me a little bit about kind of the music you make and who Thompson Springs are as a band?
Yeah, we're from Chicago, and we all kind of grew up with different backgrounds, but mostly we're into old blues and country and some of the more classic songwriters like Tom Petty and Neil Young, and we kind of blend that all together. We've put out 2 albums, and we did our first one with the keyboard player from Wilco, Pat Sansone.
Cool.
And so we have, some of that Wilco influence and Kurt Vile influence as well. And yeah, we tour around the U.S. as much as we can and try to get out of town every now and again to play. And we released a new song today, actually.
And yes.
It's kind of a rock and roll song with some harmonica.
And we're going to play that song after this interview. So your most recent album, which was last year, is Home Field, correct?
Yes.
Is this tour for that album, or are you kind of just playing a mix of everything?
This tour is kind of a mix of everything. But,
cool.
I'm just really excited by a lot of the new music that we recorded last summer after putting Home Field out. So
yeah, right.
A lot of that on the tour. I mean, last year, we started getting more involved with a good friend of ours, Ryan Suzuka, who's just a cracking harmonica player, and our buddy Pat Leary joined on keys as well. So the sound of the band has expanded a lot, and the music has changed because of that, and we've just been very excited by a lot of this new music. But we're also playing a lot of Home Field and even some of our older album, Undertones.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, because throughout your music, you guys kind of traverse a number of different kind of sounds and vibes and genres. How does that translate to like a live performance? Do you have to be quite tactical with how you like order your songs, so it's not this huge roller coaster? Or how does that kind of work for you guys?
Yeah, it can be kind of interesting. I think people like having the diversity because like if you see a band for an hour and a half with the same kind of genre the whole time, it's like, okay,
yeah, right,
you got the point. But then we throw in some you know, country songs. We have a country song called Fayetteville Hotline. And people are like, oh, that's a, you know, that's a turn. And yeah, we got some blues songs we just wrote.
And I would say that Matt's like kind of the alchemist of that. You know, very rarely does he write a set list that we actually play it exactly how he wrote it. You know?
Yeah, right, right.
He's feeling the crowd out. He's feeling the energy of everything. And, you know, if we're ripping through a couple of hard rockers and he determines, you know, we gotta bring it down for a minute, he throws that in. Mm-hmm. And man, we've all played together for so long. And, you know, we kind of have this telepathy that doesn't really throw anyone for a loop anymore. So it's really nice to be able to be fluid with that performance, you know?
Yeah, cool. I love that when a band just melds together so much like that. What are you guys like live? Are you a bit kooky and weird? Are you quite serious? What's that vibe like?
Well,
I wouldn't say we're serious.
We have fun with each other, but
cool.
There's no pyrotechnics or yeah. Mick Jagger dancing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But maybe, we're definitely all
maybe, you know, one day
trying to play things that make each other surprised and smile at each other on stage and things like that, you know?
Oh, well, it's got to be fun for you as well, you know?
Oh, it's a blast, honestly.
So what are the details for your show on Saturday? Where are you playing and where can people get tickets?
We are playing at Space Academy on Saturday the 18th with local songwriter Emily Fairlight.
Cool, cool.
And tickets are on Under the Radar.
Great.
You can also just buy them at the venue the day of. And yeah, things are kicking off around 8.
Well, I mean,
we'd love to see y'all.
Yeah, that's nice and easy. Just keep them at the door, you know, simple. Don't even overcomplicate it. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And it's so cool that you've come to New Zealand, and really appreciate you trekking all this way. It must be one of the further destinations you've gone to.
It's definitely the furthest we've been. It's also probably the coolest place we've been. And everyone has been so nice. And the country's so clean.
And it's just beautiful, and the people have been beautiful, and, you know, Matt's been here before, but the rest of us, it's kind of been a dream to come here. So the fact that we get to come here with our friends and play great music and have receptive crowds is just, we couldn't ask for more.
Oh, stop it. You're going to make me blush. Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And for our audience out here, here's their new song. This is Outer Range by Thompson Spring. Enjoy, guys.
Thanks, Liam. Bye.